Prince seemed surprised.
I don't follow.
Taglios must be preserved from the Shadow Masters. The company contracted to do that. Where's the problem? We do what we agreed. You pay up as agreed. We go away. That ought to make everyone happy. The prince looked at me like he wondered how I could be so naive.
I'm starting to think we have no basis for communication. This dinner may have been a mistake.
No, it's been productive. It'll keep on being productive if you listen to me. I'm not beating around the bush. I'm telling you how it is and how it's going to be. Without me, the Shadow Masters will eat you alive. You think they'll be impressed by which cult got a leg up on what with a boondoggle wall construction grant? I know how those people think. If they reach Taglios, they'll slaughter everybody who could possibly make trouble ever. You should understand that. You saw what they did elsewhere.
It's impossible to argue with you.
Because you know I'm right. I have a list of things I need right away. I have to build an encampment and prepare a training ground immediately. This could lead to a quick confrontation. The resources would have to come from that absurd wall project. The city was too big to surround effectively. The project could not be justified. It was a tool for transferring the wealth of the state to a few individuals. I said, "The men and resources devoted to the wall can be more profitably employed." He understood. I was asking for trouble. He grunted. I said, "Why don't we just enjoy our meal?" We tried, but it never turned into a festive evening. A few courses along, with a conversation darting between his younger years and mine, I took the offensive again. "One more thing I want. The books Smoke hid." His eyes got big. "I want to know why you're afraid of the past." He smiled weakly.
"I think you know. Smoke is sure you do. He believes it was the point of your coming."
"Give me a clue."
"The Year of the Skulls."
I was not entirely surprised. I feigned bewilderment. "Year of the Skulls? What's that?" He glanced at Ram and Abda. Doubt appeared. I recalled toying with my Rummel while talking to his sister. He would not doubt long.
"If you don't know, you should find out. But I'm not the best authority. Talk it over with your friends."
"I have no friends if I don't have the Prabhrindra Dra."
"A pity."
"Do you have?" That baffled him again. He forced a smile.
"Perhaps I don't. Perhaps I ought to try to make some."
The smile changed. "We all need a few. Sometimes our enemies won't let us find them." "I should be getting back. My number two is inexperienced and handicapped by his place in your caste system." A hint of disappointment? He had wanted more than a discussion of princes and warlords. "Thank you for the dinner, Prabhrindra. I'll treat you in kind soon."
"Ram, Abda."
They stepped close. Ram offered a hand up. They had stayed behind me, unseen. I was pleased that they were alert. Ram would have been, if only because of where we were. A man of his station had no hope of visiting the grove ordinarily. "Have a pleasant evening, Prince. I expect to hand you the heads of Taglios' enemies within the year." He wore a sort of sad, yearning look as he watched us go. I knew what he was feeling. I had felt it often while I was Empress of the North, but I had hidden it better.